to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She can rot though. Like, seriously, for all I care, she can rot right now. I don't give a fuck.
Hi everyone, welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joie. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray
and at Jamila Joie. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter. Bumbleclot.
Junkroot.
So I saw this video, I think it was on Twitter, and it was some girl, and she was having an eye study, and it had like...
Oh, the striped ones.
Yeah,
like multicolored one.
Yeah, it was like blue,
yeah,
white and red or something.
Blue, and white and red?
Honestly, God,
wasn't blue, white and red. It was those multicolored...
No, then we're not talking about the same one then.
The one with the light-skinned girl with the really pretty eyes.
No, she was like, oh, it's not... Like,
yeah!
No, they were filming and zoomed in on her.
It wasn't blue, white, and red. No, it wasn't, because then why were people asking...
If I find this...
So maybe I was talking about something else. Maybe there was an actual picture of the multicoloured
one.
Yeah, I've seen that video, though. The one that
so the video, and she was all like... And she put in her mouth, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, like, wow. Like, they're bare fascinated.
I can't believe that. And, yeah, no, it wasn't that deep.
It really wasn't that deep. No pun intended.
No, but that was like the actual picture one as well. And basically they were like, oh, what color could you reach? And I was thinking, I can reach the front door, but people were actually listing colors. I was like, what are you actually dealing with? Like, your gag reflex.
There was a Kerry Hill someone as well. And it was so small. Like, that was actually, it was like smaller than an iPhone. And I was just like, why are you guys so impressed?
No, it really does say a lot about what they're dealing with.
Your gag reflex must be terrible.
No, seriously. Even the concept of gag reflexes, they're just like, it's annoying because it's a mental thing. It's not in your head. It's actually is in your brain. It's your brain telling you, danger, danger. Like,
danger.
You're going to choke. You're going to choke. So imagine if there's times when... I may or may not have one, and
I don't have one, unless because that's just reflective of, you know, but I
how
don't...
many dicks you've sucked. I'm joking.
It's just, no, because even when I brush my teeth, I was like, okay, so when am I gonna choke? Like,
no, but you know what, when you tell yourself that, you know, like, your oxygen doesn't matter as much as like, literally, like, you have to say this dick matters more than my oxygen, like, that's when you really, really go ham. Like,
yeah, I just feel like, no, it's like virginity. Like, it's just in your head. It's not a real thing.
No, virginity is a thing because your hymen actually
yeah
breaks.
But in just the physical, in the biological sense, not in the actual you know, bigger, like, the same thing as a gag
no
reflex.
No, it's biological, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Because with your...
Why don't men have hymen then? So it's just a biological thing.
No, but that's different. I know. It's kind of like a...
Okay, this is a conversation for another day anyway. Hi guys, my name is Jamila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are back with another episode. We want to thank you guys so much for listening to our first episode. Like, we were overwhelmed with the support we got.
Yeah, we couldn't actually believe it. Like, we were smiling for like the whole day. We were
literally
smiling, kept on checking how many plays we've got. Thank you.
There was a point
so
where
much.
I was sending Samantha screenshots. She was like, and you I was know, like, I can see it too.
I can see how many plays we're getting. Can you stop sending me screenshots? Like, she kept every like 10 plays, like, screenshots.
I was like, oh my god,
at least send me, you know, the hundreds or the thousands. Like, she's sending me every like 20 times, every 20 plays.
No, I was just so happy because I just love when people support me and what I'm doing. It really warms my heart because it makes me feel like, raw, like, you know, I'm doing something not good, worth listening to.
And we actually made iTunes Top 100, and we made Top 100 in, I can't remember the category,
Society
and Culture as well. So thank you,
shout out to y'all.
So much.
Thank you so much. On that note, I also want to say, I'm actually tired of all these comments made by, you know, really, I don't want to call them irrelevant, but basically irrelevant people, where they're just condemning women for everything we do. Like, they were like, first it's Instagram, then it was YouTube, now it's podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, don't be mad at us because we hustle no matter what, okay?
Yeah.
Everything there could possibly be, we find a way to make money out of it and make a way out of it. If you don't have the mind to hustle, that's your own. But don't be hating that because women do everything. We do it all, okay? We're just all around bad bitches. That's it. That's basically it.
It's just in our nature to kind of like go and get it. Basically, we're just go-getters. We're that's go-getters. Basically what it is. You have to.
And it's every single time women do something like that. They always want to comment, oh, no, women do. Oh, no, they're doing this.
Exactly. Oh, no. Like, why is it always women, 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 as if men aren't in the same industries? Men are in the YouTubing industry. Men are in the podcasting industry. Furthermore, podcasting has been about for over 10 years.
So it's nothing
so
new.
So why is it just now? Because people you're seeing more in, you know,
people
more in
you
your space.
Interact with.
Exactly.
Because of people you interact with. Why are you mad? Because people want to get their voices out there. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen.
It's really that simple. You really don't have to. Like, I had somebody listened to the podcast and was like, something about podcast being one-sided or something like that.
Yeah, like,
I was like,
was really,
it's
one-sided.
Called Pink Matter.
The you logo has a vagina,
has a vagina
in
on it.
It,
and it really says for, what does it say, it discusses the modern women. It,
it's
even
not for you.
It's not.
You
well,
can
no,
listen.
No, the thing is, we actually changed it.
At you.
Yeah, initially it was actually just for women, but we've realised that it doesn't have to be just for women, but it's going to discuss women. So, of course, it's going to be one-sided. That's the thing. No, it's not going to... Okay, let me wheel it. It's not going to be one-sided as such.
But it's going to be from women because
it's not
me, Samantha, and another guy.
Exactly.
It's just me and Samantha. That
so
is
I
it.
Found that so cheeky. And
we had the feminists on us. We had
the white feminists.
They were
the pink matter.
They were like, why is a vagina in it? Oh my god, I find
it's
that
so corny.
Cringe.
Oh my god.
Like,
there's any of our listeners.
It's just a vagina. It's just the logo.
Shut
like,
the fuck
why
up,
is your
honestly.
Chest paining you? Just relax. Breathe. Relax.
And yet,
neck.
Even on top of that, she had the audacity to say, the logo is this, that, and the other. It's this, blah, 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 blah. And then she said she's still going to listen to it. No, we don't want you to listen to it. It's not for you.
Don't listen. Please,
do you know what I'm saying?
She was doing the most. And it
she
was
so... talking about where the reason that pink products are higher priced. What the hell are you talking
pink
about?
Pink matter came from a Frank Ocean song, okay?
Exactly. And we just basically applied it to what this is. Like, pink matter, you know, pink female is
you
associated
know, pussy
with
power.
Female. Just everything.
Women.
Matters of the... female. That's basically where it came from. So, whatever.
People love doing the most. Anyway, on today's episode, we are going to be discussing closure and its entirety. And also, we'll be discussing... I really like this topic. Like, I really, really like this topic. So, we're also going to be discussing whether or not friendship affects the way we view our friends' level of attractiveness. So, you know... get your questions in to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. So I said last episode that we're also going to be talking about, we're also going to be discussing dilemmas at the end of each episode. So send all your questions in to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. Today's episode, however,
we are also going to announce the winner of the competition, which was
what was the worst lie a man has told you?
Yeah, so basically we picked the best one. And they're going to win a hamper, which has MAC products, it has Morph products. Is it Morphe or Morphe? Morphe or Morph?
Morphe.
I say Morph, you say
no,
Morphe.
No, but Morph is M-O-R-P-H.
No, Morph is, you can say Morph is in M-O-R-P-H-E as well, can't
you? No, because morphed.
Yeah, but...
morphed into... It's Morphe.
I'm about to Google it. But anyway,
Morphe product.
Certify glitter.
Shout out to Certify. And we have a personalized pink matter mug
for
as
you.
As well. You know, you guys saw my mug. You know, that's why I drink my flat tummy tea in.
Yes. What else do we have in
what
there?
What else do we have?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, lashes.
Lip gloss. Just a bunch of stuff. Just a hamper of stuff. Just in time for Christmas for you guys. Like, we did a lot for you. I can't lie. The hamper's worth over £100. So
it's glitz and glamour and all that fleekiness.
Basically. So I'm still checking the pronunciation.
It's Morphe. It's Morphe. So, yeah. So today we'll be announcing the winner of that. That will be at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that.
Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Daya's Hair and Beauty provide quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury hair companies in the UK that ships internationally.
Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners, so head over to dayashairandbeauty.com and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases.
Pink Matter asks, does friendship affect the way we view our friends' level of attractiveness? Okay, can I just say, I don't have a lisp.
Has a lisp, guys.
I don't have a fucking lisp.
So basically, she was hella triggered just now. But, she was trying... She recorded this, like, maybe 10 times.
Fuck
because
off. You're trying it.
She's actually spitting on my face.
I need to get tissue.
Fuck off.
You're so annoying.
Oh, it's got in my eye.
I'm going to push you off this bench.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, you're so annoying.
Oh, my God, I need to see
I don't have a lisp, okay? It's just because sometimes I speak really fast and then my words just get muddled up and then this is what you hear and then I'm just going to be like,
talking very fast? Like, this is the thing, right? When you're talking to Jamila, you actually need windscreen wipers on your face because...
Oh my God.
Her lisp.
Anyway,
oh my God.
The question is,
she can't even say my name. Samantha.
Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna punch you. Oh my God, she's pissing me. Okay. Anyway, the question is, does friendship affect the way we view our friends' level of attractiveness? So Samantha, have you ever told your friend she looked good when she didn't?
This is a yes or no. No, attractive. Don't change the question.
Okay. Have you ever told your friend she looks attractive?
Do I think, have I ever said, yes, bitch?
Yes, like.
I'm going to do a yes or no. Yes.
I genuinely believe I haven't. And Samantha keeps I genuinely believe.
I don't do it anymore. I have in the past, but you definitely have.
In the past?
Yeah, because
I've never had.
We're going to talk about from the neck up, yeah? So I want to talk about hair, makeup, face, okay? So you've never told someone maybe their hair looks good when you don't think it looks good?
No, why would I do that?
Why are you saying, because you should see her face, she's lying.
No, it's about that. Why on earth would I do that?
No, if someone gets a new hairstyle, you're like, yeah, slay, bitch. And then you go back and just in a sad chat, like, oh, dead.
Okay,
the truth is coming out now. You see, you got to ask all the right questions,
Shut the fuck up.
This is what happens when you're a debater. When you're my personality type, yeah, okay. Even Jamila's, this is what happens. You okay, get listen, it out of them.
Listen, yeah. Let me explain. You know, when you're put on the spot to compliment someone,
I don't understand it.
Listen, yeah. When you're put on the spot to compliment someone, like, for example, if I sent you a picture of myself, yeah, and you just started talking like as if I didn't send no picture, I'm going to be offended.
If you sent me a picture, what? No, but that wouldn't happen. All right.
Well, the example you just gave was that, oh, yeah, if someone said to me that, oh, yeah, your hair is nice and the hair wasn't really nice, then I said in the side chat, like, it's not really nice. Like, so Samantha, if I'm put on the spot to compliment, what am I going to say? What am I really going
to
say?
But you're not being put on the spot to compliment because... Sometimes, okay, for instance, if someone's going to do a picture, you might... Okay, let's put this hypothetically. My friend sends me a picture. Now, her hair is laid, but maybe her eyebrows aren't, yeah? Or she hasn't lined her lips right. I'd be like, oh my God, your hair is on point. And I'd be like, oh, makeup is laid, but just, like, try and, I don't know, like, you know... blend your concealer around your eyebrows or something like that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's a way that you can do it.
Oh, but you know what's weird though? Because in person, I can do that, yeah. But over, like, I guess, like, phones or something. Mm. I can never be like, oh, yeah, because clearly they're already ready at that point. Mm. So what can I say to them?
No, not necessarily, because, okay, think about times, okay, with me and Jamila, we both have, like, a lazy eye. Well, it's not lazy, like, that it's, like, noticeable, but sometimes in pictures I can look like a fucking crazy person. Like,
I'm looking at two different people.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no, not even, like, it's not even like that, because that's being cross-eyed. We ain't talking about cross-eyed out here, yeah. But, like, just your eye, just...
My one eye just... I have astigmatism in my right eye, so... One of my eyes will just start straying, and I'll concentrate straight away, and it's back to normal.
Oh, no, that doesn't happen with me. Mine is just, like, this one is, like, noticeably smaller. My left eye is noticeably smaller than my right eye a lot of the time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Mine literally just strays, and then it's back to normal again. Like, have astigmatism. I think my eye is shaped like a rugby ball or some bullshit like that, and basically my eye is just weird. So I can look in two different directions, but it's never like I'm looking in two different directions. Like, it just strays and then it's back to normal. It does that over and over and over again. But yeah, so if I have like that in a picture, Samantha will point it out and be like, okay, you ain't taking our pictures and look like you're concentrating, bitch.
Same here.
You're gonna look hella crazy.
Like, they'll be telling me Samantha crazy eye syndrome. So, like, yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So I think it depends a lot on the sensitivity of the person, though, because 100%. There's been times where I've, you know, told a friend, you know, this doesn't work. Like, for instance, in the past, I had a friend that she would wear like leopard print plimsolls, hot pink skinny jeans, may I add, and like, I don't know, like a black or green top or something like that. She was just doing like every color of the rainbow. So I used to tell her, look, this doesn't really look nice, so maybe you should match this with that. And literally one day she just flipped on me. She started screaming, shouting at me, saying, I'm not you, I don't have to dress how you want me to, blah 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 blah, blah. All of this rubbish, like it's none of your business how I dress. And I'm like, well, it is my business, because you're coming out with me and you look bad next to me. I'm not being disrespectful, but I think that's not how I worded it. But I said, I'm literally just trying to help you, because people were like mocking her behind her back. And I knew this. I didn't tell her, but I was trying to help her out. And I understood where they were coming from. But it's like that. Some people are just automatically on the like defense, and they feel like you're personally attacking them when you try and, you know, help them.
I think that's just a lot about the kind of friendships people have, though, because if you feel like I would ever have like malicious intent when I'm trying to help you, then clearly you don't have good friends, because you think that I'm not sincere in my friendship. Like, I'm not being a good friend. That's what you think.
You feel like I'm being shady when I'm you shouldn't not. Feel that way.
Like,
if I'm your
no
friend.
I have no reason to be shady towards my friends. I've never been like, I've never wanted to be like, oh yeah, behind what I'm saying right now, very malicious, very petty, very shady.
Yeah.
No, when, because I want you to look your best.
Yeah, when Jamila and I are doing our makeup together, we can literally be like, oh, is my makeup ashy, or have I blended okay? And you could be like, no, whoa, come under the light, no, oh shit, no, you need to correct that. Like, blend, and there's been times when we've even had to like take off a whole face of makeup and start again.
I think it was a New Year's, yeah,
and you were crying because she couldn't put her eyelashes on, this, that, and the other. But that's what I'm saying, like, we will take that on board. Like, for the fact that we can spend an hour plus doing our makeup and then start again because our friend told us that, you know, it's not fleeky, that is exactly
how real the friendship,
and that's how
is.
Like, not sensitive we are, do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I think you just really, as a person, you need to understand other people's sensitivity levels, and if you know they're sensitive, you need to adjust yourself in your approach. Because if you're telling, like, for example, I could be like, Samantha, okay, that looks so ashy, or like, you haven't blended or whatever, so I can say that to Samantha. But another friend of mine, I could never be like to her, oh yeah you haven't blended, look at that ashy, whoop, that kind of thing. I can't do that, because Samantha is a different person to them. So I'd have to be like, oh, why don't you fix this bit, or like, oh, I'll even fix it for them. Have you ever had that, like, when you're in, like, I don't know,
in a rave? I had someone that was like, babe, your eyelash is coming off, like, I've got eyelash glue in my bag, babe. But she literally pulled it out. I started helping. I was like, oh, thank you.
No, that happens.
She was like, I'm an eyelash technician, so I just noticed the small things. And I was like, oh, babe, in the corner of your eye and stuff like that.
But yeah, see, stuff like that. Like, you have to just adjust yourself for each friend. You can't be the same person you are with each friend. And I know it sounds fake as fuck, but it's just life. Like, you have to adjust. Same way they will have to adjust themselves for you as well. Some friends can't take honesty, and that's just a simple point.
Yeah, but at the same time, as we're saying all of this, it's still not our... We are not flipping the judge and juror of what is, you know, attractive and what isn't. At the end of the day, it's going to be subjective. But we know, at, like, what is universally correct in certain situations. Like, you have to blend. Like, there are people that will be out there saying, oh, I like the unblended look. You're not supposed to look unblended. You're not a drag queen. You know,
I've actually had someone say that before, like, they like the unblended look.
See, there you go.
Like, I think I saw a picture of an MUA doing some makeup, and then someone, like, put, like, her eyes or something, and I was like, you know, she's unblended. And then she was like, I like the unblended look. Oh,
that doesn't make sense.
Okay. Like, I was like, okay. Stupid. And you know, like, what? You just have to accept the way people like stuff. Like, you can't debate someone's...
No, you can, because you can't be rolling. Like, you can't be out with me and looking like you have vitiligo because you don't want to blend. I don't like that. Like,
but the thing is, I can't debate it. I can't debate.
I can't stop you. Yeah. You can't literally take your brush and start blending
your makeup for you. Like,
yeah,
you just,
I know.
It's your choice. And that's why I always say, yeah, when it comes to believing in your slay, it's like your choice to do so. So whatever you choose to better yourself in, whether you choose to stay stagnant in it, it is your choice, and that is you believing in whatever the fuck you're doing. So
if I choose
I don't want to blend, and I don't want to, I don't know, maybe wear one eyelash on one eye or some bullshit like that, then I am completely entitled to that. Mm. If someone tells me, oh, this looks terrible, and I'm like, okay, but I like it, what's going to happen from there?
Yeah,
where do we go from that point? There's nothing you can say at that point. It's done.
Yeah, like, it happens a lot. Like, when Jamila and I, when we send clothes back and forth to each other to, like, you know, say, you know, should I get this? Is this nice? Jamila could just be like, no, this is dead. These times I've already ordered it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or, like, the other day, there was a top, and I was just like, this is not going to look right. I can tell the material is going to look ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And she was no. Oh, did it?
Yeah, it was that bodysuit I bought, and it flattened my...
It wasn't that one. I was talking about the pink, was it latex-looking one, or the... You know, the bralette one.
Oh, yeah, never came.
Yeah, I've had... you know, something like that, and it was very, very unflattering. So I was like, that's not gonna look good. And she was still like, no, I'm still gonna get it, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying, that's your choice to make. But back to levels of attractiveness, and you know, whether being a friend affects your view of it, I've seen with some girls that there might be a girl that will say, oh, you know, this so-and-so girl is ugly, but if they were in their friendship group, they will swear their whole batch is buff. That they are all
up
lit.
And down.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Up and down, they'll be swearing that their whole batch is back.
Exactly.
You know, I remember I had like a little tiff with someone like earlier on in the year, and she was like, oh, I look like a dragon, this, that. And I was like, wow. And you know what, yeah? I don't remember if I ever insulted her back on her looks, because I was just like, you know what, yeah? First of all, my tongue is really sharp. So when I start telling someone about themselves, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go ham. I'm going to hurt your feelings. So I was just like, it's okay, cool. Like, I feel like if you believe in yourself that much that you think you're better looking than me, then you're completely entitled to that. Feel free in your choice to believe that. However... she wasn't better looking than me. So it was really cheeky of her, because I would never... I like to think, for the most part, I don't think I can ever recall a situation where I've actually gone out of my way to call someone ugly.
Yeah.
Like, I choose not to, because it's like, what is my business on that? Like, unless...
And people might think, like, I'm sorry, half of you will think Samantha Ray is ugly as fuck, okay? And half of you will think, oh, no, she's a beaut. And same
with
Jamila.
You think about Jamila, but you're probably blind,
but, like, genuinely, I don't personally care.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not going to hurt my feelings, and that's a lot to do with me believing in my slay.
Like, I've never... There's not a person that can say they've insulted my looks and they've had an effect on me. Mm. Not even... I wouldn't even say long-lasting. And even for a short time, it runs off me. Like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck at all. And I feel like that's how you have to be, especially when it comes to your looks. Like, for example, someone can cuss me on my makeup skills, but they can't cuss me on my looks. And that's why I always say, you can cuss me on everything I do, but my looks themselves, you can't cuss them. Because I'm buff. I'm beautiful. Like, fuck out of here. Like, I'm sexy. Shit, I'm amazing. But let's say I didn't blend one day. Yeah, you could say, yeah, her makeup is shit. Yeah, you could say, I can't dress. No, you can't. I can dress. I dress better than everybody.
Just getting your point.
You can say all of that outside of that. Like, I can say, yeah, this person can't dress. I can say, yeah, their makeup skills aren't good. But I will never once say that, oh, this person is ugly. Only because I just feel like I wouldn't want that extended to me. Even though it doesn't hurt my feelings, I just feel like it's a waste of breath. It's a waste of time. If I can't change it, what can you really say?
Yeah, and it's like, I know of girls that literally would be like, oh, this person is so unfortunate looking, this person is so ugly, but they'll be doing hot eyes under their pictures.
Don't be doing hot eyes under my picture. I'm probably texting your nigga right now. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, it's your nigga. Like, don't do that.
Like, my thing as well is that, like, in terms of that, there's... Okay, so you might have a friend that's not seen as, you know, conventionally attractive or universally good-looking or whatever, but they could look good for right now. Like, this is the best that they've looked, or this is a point when they look better than they usually do. So that's another thing. That's another point that I wanted to make, was that sometimes, even if you may not feel like someone is attractive, you may think, I look good. This person looks good right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, better than they usually do. So I don't think that's you lying. And I don't sit there and I don't tell people that I think they look good when they don't. So anyone that's thinking right now that exactly, don't doubt me, don't think I'm being shady, because I don't lie and I don't say, oh my god, you look buff, if I don't think you do genuinely. So yeah, let's just get that out of the way. But yeah, there are people you can just look better than normal.
I wouldn't say, but that's why I wouldn't say I'd call it a lie, because as the person I am, if you weren't my friend, maybe I might have... Like, if you weren't my friend, I might have said, oh, no, I don't think that person is very pretty. But because you are my friend... I guess it's because you're my friend that I can see that you're actually pretty for you.
Yeah.
Because other people won't be able to see... Like, if they saw, I don't know, that person... Let's give them the name Linda. So let's say they saw that person, Linda, like, I don't know, 2 days ago, and she wasn't looking cute. And then today, to me, she may look cute. Linda may look cute to me because she's my friend, because she looked cuter than normal. To you, she just may look like same old Linda.
Yeah.
So people don't notice the difference anyways, I think.
Exactly. And then we can also see parts. Like, right now, I'm wearing a headscarf, no wig. Jamila looks like Dennis Rodman right now. But, like, I can see past that. I can see her beauty past this. But there are some people that will literally... just look at her now and be like, raw, like, this isn't what she usually looks like. But I don't know how to describe it, this is us, and I can see my friend's beauty even in their rawest forms.
Yep.
And another thing I've noticed as well is that I don't know if it's happened to you guys, but have you noticed that you may fall out with someone that you thought was absolutely beautiful, and then all of a sudden they seem ugly to you? I don't mean ugly like that, but just ugly in general, like, or even their looks, you may think that their looks have decreased. And that's got a lot to do with, you know, their personality can make... Exactly, it can make you look it can make you unattractive.
I don't know, you know, because I used to have a friend and she used to be pretty when she was friends with me. And then now, yeah, she's sort of fallen off. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, her makeup is unblended and, like, she wears foundation that's way too light for her. Like, I don't know, you know.
But then if you were her friend...
I would have told her the truth.
That's what I was going to say. You would have told her, look, you're not doing this and that, right? So it wouldn't
it's
have been
It's what happens
that.
When you lose the friends in your life. need friends that will tell you the truth.
No, it's true. So like I said, it's all in the mind. Like, literally, that's the theme of today, it's all in the mind.
Everything is subjective.
Honestly, it's all subjective. So
and
everyone is
great
beautiful.
About being human. Yeah, like, it's just, you know, what's
everyone
different?
Is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Like, we all have our own
taste.
If you
don't believe in God, you could be beautiful to yourself. You're beautiful to your mom. So
exactly. No, seriously, like, we are all I forgot what I was gonna say now.
Beautiful.
No, not even that. But yeah, basically, we all have our own opinion. We all have our own preferences. You can't force anybody to like anything about anyone.
Like, you know what?
Because even me, sometimes, I feel like I look clapped on some days. Like, that's me talking about myself, let alone anybody else. You have an opinion on yourself, let alone other people.
I don't think I look clapped some days. I feel clapped. I always say, you know, I look ugly, because I never actually look ugly. I just feel very, actually, no, chat shit. Right now, I look ugly. But I never actually, like, really, like, look it, like, genuinely I don't actually look ugly, but I will feel it. And I think ugly is an emotion, and you know what, I never want to experience that emotion again. Word to Joanne Scott.
It actually is. You're actually Joanne right Scott. That is an emotion.
It's an emotion.
Much deep. Very well.
You know
it's all in the mind.
It's all in the mind, boo-boo. It's just an emotion. Like, if you can look in the mirror and say, bitch, I look good, because I'm not gonna lie, yeah, if you guys like, obviously, if you follow me on Twitter, at Jimmy Lajoie, right, you will know that I'm always like, raw boy, I'm so buff. Like, you know what?
She's,
you know,
vain as the fuck. Reason it why can it's, drive you crazy, honestly.
The reason why is, it's probably because I just walked past the mirror and I'm like, shit, fuck, I just who shocked that? Myself, like, raw. And I'm the kind of person, I start about in bum, like, I'm like, raw, I'm just so beautiful.
I do stuff like that and as well, like, I can't even lie.
Bitch, like, damn, shawty, give it to them. What? Yeah. Like, I have my own ad-libs for myself. So I think that's, it's really key to improving your own self-esteem before anyone else can even do it for you. So before my friends can even tell me whether or not they think I'm buff, bitch, I know it. I know it. Yeah, I was born with it. Yeah, Maybelline. Yeah, yeah.
You're such that's a loser. Me. But yeah, guys, that's basically the end of this topic. But literally, again, as I repeat, it's all in the mind.
So let us know if you think that friendship affects the way you view your friend's level of attractiveness. Hashtag Pink Matter Podcast.
We'll do a few polls, so don't forget to answer them. And yeah, just at us, quote tweet when we ask the question.
Whoop.
Pink Matter discusses closure. So we discuss closure, be it through relationships, friendships, or family. Yeah. So, have you actually, do you know what? Actually, yeah. Have you ever had to seek closure from somebody? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
100%. I haven't. Has anyone ever tried to seek closure from you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone tried to seek, well, people have tried to seek closure from me.
You know what? Yeah. I've only ever experienced closure in friendships and family. I've never experienced it relationship wise. I like to get things all out of the way at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really like to have unfinished business, and this is why the buyback clause doesn't work for me.
Because what's that?
You can't buy what this is a back buyback okay clause? We've ended it. Like, I don't believe in going back to someone at all. So I think I've done that once, actually, but yeah. Anyway,
I've done it once, but never again.
Never again. Like, I would never do that again. Like, it was just a mistake on my part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why it doesn't work for me, because I just feel like everything I said at the end, that's it. I don't need to say anything more. There's nothing else to say. But
right, so I think we should kind of just like do it in stages. So do we want to discuss family, friendship, or relationships first?
Let's do family.
Okay. Get family
shit out of the way.
Right,
have you ever had to seek closure within your family?
I haven't ever had to seek closure within my family. However, no, never. But that's because I don't care enough. It's in regards to my dad, but I'm going to save that for another episode, because if I start talking about him today, I will be here.
It's just going to anger.
We are not going to release this episode because it will take too long. So it's not even about anger, because I've that's the whole point.
It's just long-winded.
I've actually been able to find my own closure. So I'm no longer angry. I'm no longer resentful to the situation.
Okay, so here's another question. How many times have you had to create your own closure out of a situation?
Just once.
That we
which add. Is this, yeah. What about you?
I'd say, yeah, just once as well, with my dad as well. Because
I think in life, we just don't care enough. Yeah.
And I think I got that from my experiences with my dad as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I actually got that from him, because I was just like, well, you know what? If I can't have this with someone that's in my family, then there's no way on earth that I need to continue doing this with other people.
Yeah.
However, I have done this with a close friend of mine.
Okay, so we'll get to that. So first, you discuss the family side.
I'll talk about my dad. I'll keep it real. I'll try to keep it concise anyway. So I stopped speaking to my father when I was about 6 years old. Up until I was 16. So I made the choice in year two to not speak to my father for 10 years, because he was just a horrible father, a horrible husband. He was just terrible. So that was the choice I made. When I turned 16, I had left boarding school. So yeah, I just decided, I was like, okay, well, yeah, I will talk to him. I spoke to him. We went out. This was the first day we went out, and I was insistent on him having to contribute to my life financially, because that's something he has never done. So we went shopping, whatever. Even that, he was moving like it was like I was trying to kill him or something. But anyway, so I was like to him, why did you do the things you did? Like, why did you treat us that way, kind of thing? And he was like, it's none of your business. It's between me and your mum. So I was like, oh, is it? Swear down. I said, cool. And to me, that was me completely removing myself from that situation, like, emotionally. Like, I was no longer emotionally invested in my father in that manner. Like, I never wanted anything else from him. However, I think, was it last year, I met my dad's mistress's niece. So basically, I even live with her. That's like one of my really close friends. So anyway, I was just telling my friends a story about something I experienced with my dad and his mistress, whatever, whatever. And they were like, and she was like, wait, is your dad this person? And I was like, yeah. Like, how do you know? And she was like, that's like one of my uncles. Like, I hold him close kind of thing. Like, everyone loves him kind of thing. And to me, it just triggered so many emotions in me, because it was like, how could you be like such a good parent to someone else's kids, like, kind of thing. It just triggered so much in me, and I was crying so much. I don't know, did I ever cry? Did I cry to you on the phone?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I cried, and I don't cry for my friends a lot, like, about big things anyway. I cry over small things.
I cry in happiness.
Yeah, I cry in happiness, or I cry over, like, small things, like,
in front of my friends. Food. Yeah, like, stuff like that. In front of my friends, that's what I do.
But, like, big stuff, like family stuff or something that's affecting me, I never cry in front of my friends. Yeah, so I cried so much. Like, mm-hmm. I cried for, like, a week. Like, I was so hurt, like, I was so hurt. And then I decided to cut him off, but I didn't cut him off properly. It was just sort of like he didn't have my number kind of thing. And then this year I decided I was going to cut him off completely, because basically my birthday had come, I was turning 21, and I wasn't going to ask my mom for money. Okay, so my mom is like the realest of G's. Like, she's the best. Like, that is my whole world, that's my heart. Yeah, and she's everything amazing. Like, my mum pays for my tuition fees, so I won't get any debt. She pays for my accommodation. She gives me money on top of that. So I wasn't going to ask my mum for any money for my birthday. However, I decided I was going to ask my dad. So I told my dad the amount I needed. Cool. He texts me like a couple days later telling me he's not going to be able to give me the money, but he's still going to give me money, and that he will call me when he's put the money in my account. He puts the money in my account. This was on a Friday. I did not notice until the Monday that the money was in my account. Do you know what it means? Not notice money is in your account. So I check my account now. This man has put £100 in my account. Like, I know people are going to be like, oh, yeah, you should be grateful, whatever, whatever. But my thing is, in my 21 years of living, the only thing my father has bought me is a MacBook. And I'm going to tell you this year, I've lived a life of, I'd say, somewhat luxury, yeah, in regards to the fact that I've never had to want for something. My mum has always, no matter what it has been, she has always provided that for me. Like, no matter what. If I wanted to go on holiday, like, the other day, I told you, I told my mum I wanted to go on holiday next year. And she was like, oh, yeah, how much are you going to need?
Yeah, you did.
That's the kind of person my mum has been. Like, she has financially over everything. She has been the best. I've been to private school since I was in year 3. So, so my dad put in £100. Like, am I having a party at McDonald's or something? What do you mean £100? Like, what's that going to do for me? So it just prompted so many feelings in me. Like, I was just so irritated. Like, how can someone be so incompetent? Like, how are you so content with being a rubbish father? So I told my mom I wasn't going to do nothing for my birthday. Like, I was so upset. I cried about it and everything. I was like, I'm not going to do nothing for my birthday. And she was like, no, you have to. Like, my mom, she doesn't like birthdays a lot. So, like, personally, that's a personal reason for her. She doesn't like them. So she was like, no, you have to. I celebrate my 21st. You have to celebrate your 21st. And my mom was going to Nigeria that same week. This woman paid for everything. She paid for my cakes. That's plural, by the way.
She had, how many cakes did you have?
Four. I was going to have seven. I was going to, how many letters are my name?
Seven.
Yeah, I was going to have seven cakes, but I felt bad. So I had four instead. She paid for the apartment. She paid for the DJ. She paid for everything. She paid for my Giuseppe. She paid for everything. So, and that was like no less than £2,000. It was probably almost £3,000 maybe. And I was just like, this woman, that like, she really gave me everything I wanted for my birthday. Like, I was not upset on my birthday at all. So I wasn't upset on my birthday at all. And to me, I was just like, well, you know what, yeah.
My cat just shit. Oh, my little kitten Pablo. He just shit and it proper stinks. So yeah, like, yeah.
That's why I was laughing. Oh my god, okay. That stinks so much.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Okay, anyway.
Ooh, so anyway.
God.
Oh my god. So I don't even know what point I was on. So yeah, I really enjoyed my birthday so much. So to me, it was like, at that point I realised I was better for when...
It stinks! Oh my god! I'm just laughing. The timing is disgraceful.
Oh my god! Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, sorry guys. Okay, so it just showed me that, you know what, yeah, my father's absence and presence, like, there has been no difference in it. Like, nothing. He hasn't changed anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut ties with this man. So I sent him the longest paragraph ever. Actually, no. Samantha's paragraph beat mine. But I sent him a paragraph. And I was just like, you know what? I was cussing bears. Like, I was just, you're incompetent. I said so many things. Like, incompetent stuck out to me the most. I said that a lot. And I was just like, I'm just through with you. Like, I even said something at the end. I was like, I'd say goodnight, but I don't wish you anything good. I'm so dramatic. I'm so dramatic. But I was just like, no, I'm just so done with that situation. And for me... I did not seek closure from that anymore. Like, to me, I just accepted my dad was the person he was, and that it had nothing to do with me, but more to do with him and how he is. So I was just like, that's it, done.
So whilst we're there, actually, like, talking about the gain and, let me not mean the presence and the absence, so a similar situation, not a similar situation, but a situation with my cousin was happening regarding his dad. And you know how, the thing is, in Nigerian culture, they're very, very cultural, very traditional. They're like, you know, despite what your dad has done to you, he still must remain in his life, or your parent, or at that matter, he still must remain in his life, because, you know, regardless, he's still your, they're still your parent, etc., etc. More it happens with fathers, because fathers are the more irresponsible sex. Sorry, it's true. They are in Nigerian culture. So often you hear, you know, it's still your dad, it's still your dad. And they start to say that you're the one being disrespectful despite you being mistreated disgustingly by your parent. So anyway, it got to the point where people's eyes were opened by, you know, the treatment that my cousin received from his dad, to the point that someone said, if your dad was to come back into your life now, there would be no gain. There will be no gain from your dad being in your life. So what is the point of him being there? And that is very true. There's no point in opening this wound and triggering, you know, old feelings and memories when there is nothing that will change if he is back in your life. And that, to me, that stuck with me, because that's exactly how it is. That, like, there is nothing beneficial that my dad, for instance, can do for me or be for me if he was to come back into my life, which is where my closure, basically, that's what it rides on.
People were telling me, you know, people were telling me, oh yeah, that's your dad.
No,
this man
care.
Was on what's that, oh, there's some party show on one of them African channels.
Oh, yeah? OBE, what, the
Bissi Olatilo show, that's it. He was on there for, I don't know, I think it was his mistress's birthday or something. Yeah, he was on there claiming other people's children, and I'm supposed to call that man my dad? Like, are you being serious?
Yeah,
like, from the age of six I have been calling other people my father. I've been calling Tupac my father for years. So no, there's no one on earth. I broke the mold in my family of forgiveness. I'm the one person in my family I don't forgive.
I do forgive, but I'm the only outspoken one out of my whole family. And I feel like people kind of saw it as rebellious, but it's not. It's just literally, I don't take shit, and I don't have to
sugarcoat,
not even sugarcoating, but why must I, oh, what's the word, oh, this is so annoying,
there silence is
not even that, like, just basically put up with bullshit. Like, there's a specific word I was looking for, but why must I put up with bullshit? I don't feel like I need to. I'm of a certain age where, you know, I need to make life decisions. And if I feel like your presence will hinder that, or do you know what I mean?
If it's not felt or if it's toxic, then it's gotta go.
Basically.
Okay, like, if you're constantly making me feel sad, upset, like, you got to go. I don't care if you're my father. So what? Fathers are a buck a dozen, you know? Listen.
Yeah. And I feel like even the concept of closure itself, I feel like no one actually needs it. It's all within yourself. You can give yourself the closure that you need. I feel like people are dependent on other people just because I feel like they need to seek reassurance. They need to know that it wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the reason that people seek closure. And I don't think that's right, because you're ultimately asking a person that you feel hard done by like you, I mean, sorry, you're seeking assurance from a person that you feel hard done by. That's not right.
They're not going to stop the feelings coming, you know.
Exactly.
Whether or not they say it, whether or not, like, they could even lie and be like, oh, yeah, it wasn't you, it was me, kind of thing. But at the end of the day, you're still going to feel those feelings. So you have to fix that within yourself and work on fixing yourself and work on realising that it's all in the mind.
It actually really is all in the mind.
All in the mind.
It is. Okay, so relationship-wise, you said you haven't
never experienced anything relationship-wise.
But you've experienced closure, someone seeking closure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that. All right, with me, I feel, okay, this is, again, like, kind of my take on kind of closure. I feel like we're more brutally honest when we're in a place of seeking or giving closure. Because I feel like the conversation has this feel of, this will be the last time. So you're basically, you're eager to lay everything out on the line. You want to get everything, like every feeling, every emotion, every thought, just everything you've ever felt. You kind of want to just like be vocal about it. So like in the past, I've never actually sought closure, although I've gotten closure in some situations. I think there's only one time where I felt like I needed it. I didn't seek it though, but I found this out after. I think it depends on the importance of the person. Because for me, the closure wasn't a kind of now I can move on thing. I had already long moved on. It was actually a conversation at a later date. It was more of an enlightenment of like the traits that are not well perceived by others or not perceived by him or by men or whatever. And it actually enabled me to better myself. Like I was very, very, very intrigued by about what made him behave in the ways that I didn't like and ultimately made me end things with him. So like I was by far the lesser evil, and it didn't void the role I played in the demise though. That's the thing. Like although I wasn't as bad as he was, I don't think I was bad. I think he was awful, but I don't think I was definitely the lesser evil, but it didn't void the role that I played in the demise of whatever happened. And it didn't void all my bad traits, and it didn't void the fact that there was actually so much more room for self-improvement. So with that, I was then able to better myself as a person for now future relationships. I've taken a lot from that. Like we just spoke for hours about everything, and I feel like we were just very honest because at this point we didn't feel like we owed each other anything. Like, I didn't owe him anything. I didn't have to keep up any appearances and vice versa. We could just be real and be like, okay, well, even if I say this, it's not going to affect where we're at now because we don't care about each other like that anymore. So there was even a time that I was speaking to him whilst in my current relationship, and he was just very surprised at, you know, the stage that I'm at now, my level of maturity, and basically, like, the woman I've become. Because I think I was involved with him from about 4 years ago. So, obviously, 4 years has elapsed, and people change, people grow up. So he was like, oh, my God, why didn't I get this side to you? That's not fair. Blah, blah, blah. You're just so mature and different now. I'm sorry. Like, I have no offense to him or anything, but he didn't give me a reason to be that woman. And he didn't help me grow. He did help me grow. He did help me grow in the sense that, you know, I learnt from him, but he didn't help me grow
he didn't better you.
It wasn't him doing it. Exactly. And it's not like in my current relationship where we have equally, we have bettered each other. Do you know what I'm saying? So I know, like, God forbid anything was to ever happen between us, I know I learnt a lot for him, but in a positive way. And he taught me a lot. That's what I'll say. He taught me a lot. And as in,
yeah, Sam is a lot better.
He actively tried to, and vice versa.
So I feel like every single, like, now every episode, I'm just bigging up your boyfriend. You know what I mean? But you know what real niggas are.
This is what I mean. So, yeah. So what I was saying is, I just feel like,
you know, women, I feel like what we do, yeah, especially when it comes to, like, relationships, well, not me anyway, but we just feel like we deserve closure from relationships.
And you don't deserve it.
You know what, yeah? If you accept someone for what they've shown you, there's nothing else you need.
Yeah. Because
all this whole, why did you do this to me? Why did you treat me like that? Why were you out here entertaining these bitches? Why were you... Forget why. Just accept it. That's it.
There are genuinely some people that, like, I've definitely persuaded my friends to seek closure from situations before, but that's because certain people need closure. They actually need closure to move on, and I understand that within some of my friends. So I don't personally need it, but, you know, others are like...
I don't need closure for anything. Listen, once I've said bye, I'm saying bye.
Yeah, that's... but that's you, that's me. But some people are literally like, who, what, where? Who, where do we get right here? Who, what, where? Like, literally, they need that. And so if you understand that in your friend, then you know to for them to,
you need to push help them move up,
yeah, to have that conversation. Because if that's what they need, that's what they need.
Even that, on some of that, I'm bare selfish, yeah. I'm not trying to hear about him anymore. So that's please, please, if you can, please get the closure you need. Because... yeah. I myself, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I just don't want to hear it anymore.
I think there's a time, right? The thing that I don't like, okay, is that sometimes, right, I think sometimes just listen to your friends as well, because your friends kind of can see things from an outside perspective. Obviously, no one actually knows what's going on within the relationship. However, we can see what it's doing to you or how it's changed you for the better or for the worse. And if we can see something is changing you for the worse, we try and let you know. Well, we don't try. We do. Well, I used to. I don't do it anymore because there was once a time... Guys, I spent 20 minutes composing a message to an old friend of mine. 20 minutes
I spent... uplifting messages.
Uplifting, telling her how good she is. She deserves better. Blah, blah, blah. This guy was treating her like absolute dog shit, right? And I used to hear about it every day. She used to cry about it, everything. So I tried to send her a message. Guys, 20 minutes of writing, my fingers were hurting, you know. She sends me a voice note back saying, you don't even know what you're talking about. bear shouting at me. And I was like, oh, okay. That, for me, that was stage one of never again. And then moving on, there's been other situations where, again, like I've
had a friend do something similar that to me, except what she did was she basically insulted my friendship. Like, I said to her, she said something like, oh, she got back with an ex that changed her for the worse. And I was like, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't want to hear about him.
Yeah,
like, I really don't want to hear about him. And she was like, oh, I knew you'd say that. Yeah, you're not a true friend. I was like, but bitch, shut the fuck up, okay? Because when you were crying, I was there. When you were whining over this guy, I was there. So don't tell me I'm not a true friend. I don't want to hear about him because he's going to make me tired. I feel like I'm in the relationship.
But this is what I'm saying. This person as well, she was like, what do you know? You don't know anything.
You told me.
Every single day I hear something about it.
I feel like I've been in the relationship with you.
Exactly. And the thing is, there was a time when I was in this toxic, in a toxic situation, she had said to me once, I don't want to hear about him anymore. Just don't bother talking to me about him. Like, I don't like him, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I did the same thing with her regarding this person at one point, and she started moving sideways. She literally, like, stopped talking to me for a while and stopped telling me anything, but it was in a spiteful way. So there were things that maybe she should have let me know, but she purposely wasn't letting me know because she was being spiteful. I just did you how you did me. Like, why is it a problem?
Do you know what's so ironic about the two friends we just spoke about, like our own separate friends? Mm-hmm. We both don't talk to either of those anymore.
Yeah, no, and there's a reason. We are not the same. Like, because I can't relate to them, like, to the point where I cannot be their friend. Of course, friends can be different, but these are not people that I can...
When people question my friendship, that's when I automatically shut down. Because if I've given you the best of my friendship, don't question what I'm giving you. There's no malice in my intent. There's nothing there. There's nothing at all. I am being pure in my friendship. So if you question that, I will take myself out of that situation.
Do you know what as well? A lot of girls that seek closure from men, and I'll say it's actually women that do this more, that seek closure from men, they actually just want to, like, kind of meet up because they feel like if we meet up, he's going to see me, make sure they look all turnt, this and you have a titties out, all of that. Like, they do that intentionally so that, you know, the guy may shine his eye and see what he's lost. Listen,
if he's lost you once, he could lose you again. Just say bye. Let it go.
They do it in hopes of maybe we'll get that ex-sex or, you know, that one for the roads and he's going to miss it. But why would you want it to be your sex that lures him back in? Because that's what you're valuing yourself at, is your sex.
If you depend on sex to keep a man, you will not keep a man.
Yeah, basically.
That's a simple
S. That simple, because they can get sex anywhere. You need to bring more substance to any relationship. So that's another thing. Girls are always trying this. So boys, literally, if you have a girl saying, oh, I need closure, you can do it over the phone, trust me.
You can do it via text, to be
and
honest.
And don't ever, ever meet up seeking closure in a personal space. For instance, in each other's houses, whatever, because you'll just end up chilling on the sofa, getting close, or chilling in bed, getting close.
Do you remember
and then you just fall back. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
What you'll be doing, and
then you just fall
that.
Back into that cycle of going back and this, that, and the other, back and forth. It's not healthy. It's toxic. So, and what I don't like is when a girl has been in a certain situation before, and she repeats herself. Like, you could, I feel like every
learn
girl
from
learn
your
from
mistakes.
There should be one big situation maybe that will help you,
like it will be a pivot in your life. It will change everything for you.
Exactly.
So if you go back and repeat everything you've just done, you are wasting your time.
You want it to happen to you.
You're
not going to say you deserve it, because no one deserves it. But exactly.
Everything that
you're
happened
setting
before,
that as
you're
your standard.
Making it seem like this is what I want from myself. This is what I need for myself.
Exactly.
No. Standards are everything in every situation. I always say this. Standards are everything. Don't let someone, don't settle for less. In friendship, in family, in relationships, because those people are there with two functional parents, they don't have two heads. Those people are there with functional friends, they don't have two heads. People in great relationships do not have two heads. So if you do not want to give me what I'm supposed to, what I feel I should get, then please go. We don't have to stay together. We don't have to be in the space together.
And one thing I'll say for the ladies, right, is don't ever let a man set your standards for you. Don't let anyone tell you that, oh, well, you've been with this person before, so clearly your standards must be low, or she's this, that. No. Listen, whether your standards were lower before, I'm not gonna say standards were low, some people do have low standards, but whether your standards were lower before, you can raise your standards. You may have dealt with trash before, but now you're dealing with
God's
something
grace, there
something
is
better.
No way you wouldn't.
You have every right, every
you
single
have every right,
right
to demand.
Demand,
okay?
Don't
better
standards.
It.
Do not
demand
ever tell someone
it.
That this is your standard and that's what you're going to have for the rest of your life. That's bullshit.
If you have
don't
decided
ever.
That what you want is for a man to be, I don't know, giving you gifts every month, and you can get that. Don't
and
you
never got a single
can't.
Gift in your previous relationship, no one can tell you you can't get a gift in this relationship.
Don't let these people
trust
lie to
me.
You. It's not about, oh yeah, this used to be you. Now, what do you mean? It's all about progression.
Life is ever changing. It's ever changing. Everyone is ever you're always
that's
developing.
That's why it's called growing up. Exactly. That's why it's called progression. You think I'm doing the same shit I was doing when I was 16? No.
Exactly.
Even
that's the
same shit I was doing last year. I'm not doing the same shit I was doing last year. Like, I was doing all kinds of crazy shit last
year. Exactly.
I'm not doing the same shit.
Exactly.
I progress with each year. I want best for myself. So if I had a relationship back then that I wasn't getting what I was getting, my marriage better be better than that then.
Guys,
what do you
remember,
mean?
It's all in the mind.
All
okay, you tell yourself you deserve better, you will get better. Jamila, would you say you've had to seek closure within a friendship? Or
yes.
An old friendship or whatever?
100%. I had to seek it. Basically, I was going through the motions last year. Like, I had a lot of shit going on emotionally. So, a lot of old memories resurfaced. Like, I was just really... I was depressed, I'll say that, I was depressed. So, at a time where I really needed this person, they just blocked me on everything. Like, think of every single platform ever. They blocked me on every single thing. And I was so hurt by it, because I was like, at a time I needed you, you just sort of shut me out. And I wanted answers. Like, I was like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Kind of thing, yeah. And he was ignoring people's questions about me. Like, he would act as if I didn't exist and everything. And to me, it really hurt me. And I was like, rah, like, rah. So I'm a dickhead, basically. To me, that's what I felt like. I felt like, rah, I'm a dickhead. So I don't know. I just went through a lot of emotions. You know, I don't know if you've watched it, Lemonade film.
No, I haven't.
So basically, each song in the Lemonade, the album, Beyonce's album, it's like named after like an emotion. So like apathy or sadness or anger or whatever. I literally went through every single one of those emotions. And then I think I was at a mansion party for New Year's. And then I just see him and it's like all these feelings just bubbled up and I just want to punch him in the face. So he taps me And he's like, come, let's talk. And I was just like, wait, hold on. Like,
what, where? Who, what, where? How did we get right here? Like, what?
No, Samantha, you remember, I was so angry because I was like, how dare you? So now you want to talk. It's your terms. So I was like, hell no. And I started speaking in Yoruba. That's how I knew I was angry. So I was speaking in Yoruba. I was like, if they gave birth to a smart person, like, you will tap me again. I was just cussing and cussing. And then I'd gone over it. whatever. And then, yeah, so like I said, I went through all the emotions, and then I think in June or July, he must have had an event. So he is a mutual friend between me and my best friend. So I even met him through my best friend, my female best friend, that is, anyway. So, yeah, so I went to his event. I was like, well, you know, I was waiting for you at the door kind of thing. I was just there, like, I just popped up. And he was just like, wait, what are you doing here? I was like, oh, I do what I want. You know this. Like, you know I do what I want. I will show up wherever I want to show up. So I end up speaking to him after the event. And, like, we were in the car. We were just talking. And then parked car conversations. So we were just talking. And then whilst I was talking, I was just basically telling him everything he did. And whilst I was just talking, I was just like... Like, I didn't even need this, because I just realised I was fully over it, like, I was done with the situation, and I said that to him. I was like, I realised I don't actually need this, and I always was very croaky at the time, so it sounded like I was crying. I was like, I'm not crying, I'm just through with this situation. Like, to me, you hurt me so much, and I don't understand why you did it.
Yeah, because I'd say even as, you know, aside from her dad, that is the most hurt I've ever seen her by someone, which is why I'm not really comfortable with his presence in her life right now. Like, I'm accepting it because it's her choice and she's an adult. She can make her own decisions. But I don't like how he made her feel at that moment in time. Whether he's kind of made up for it now or not, I am personally not comfortable with him right now. So, yeah, that's me.
So, yeah, he fucked me up differently, because I'd say he was the first acceptance of... a close guy to me anyways, prior to my dad anyway. So I was just like, I said everything, and I was like, you know, I didn't even need all of this. Like, it felt like I was seeking closure, but I wasn't. I was just saying, I was like, well, you did this and you did that, and like, you made me feel this way. But at that point, I was over it. Like, I was over the situation for the better. Like, I was just like, you know what, it made me a better person. It taught me not to be emotionally dependent on people, and I'm not normally. Yeah. But with him, and I guess even with Samantha, and like maybe like two other best friends of mine, I'm very like, not emotionally dependent, but...
You're emotionally invested.
Invested, yeah, that's what it is. So I was very... But at that point in my time, in my life, I needed him a lot, and he just wasn't there. He just rejected me kind of thing. So yeah, I guess I sought closure from him kind of thing. Have you ever sought closure from a friend?
No, I've never sought closure from a friend. I've had people seek closure from me. But, like, as you said that, it kind of reminded me of what I've done to people. And now I'm sitting here saying, oh, he's this and he's that. And I'm like, whoa, I've been that person, which I actually have not realised until literally right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, think about the two people. Like, obviously, I don't know if he had reason for what he did.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I had reason for what I did. However, I did them exactly how he did you.
He told me the reason for what he did was because he didn't know how to help me.
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
And I was like to him, that's bullshit, because I didn't ask you to help me. I just asked you to be a friend.
Yeah.
So I called him on his bullshit. I was like, I didn't ask you to help me. I didn't ask you to be my bloody therapist.
However, one of the people I did that to was a very volatile person, in the sense that you have to walk on eggshells around her, and I felt like she'd take out all her anger on me. I'm not saying that's what you used to do on with him, but I guess he felt, as a guy, this girl may be too emotional for me. I'm not justifying anything here, because you know I never. But I'm just saying, maybe that's how he felt, because that's how I felt. I just felt like, you're too emotionally dependent on me. What about me? I need to worry about myself. I've got shit going on in my life as well. Mm-hmm. Like, my life has been very fucked up, and I feel that certain people tend to forget that when they're going through their own problems, they believe that, oh, the whole world must stop and focus on me. And that's not why I fell out of her, but that was a characteristic that I found in her that kind of was pushing me to the edge. She can rot, though. Like, seriously, for all I care, she can rot right now. I don't give a fuck about her. But the other person that I did it to, I can say I feel like she did deserve an explanation. I do feel, till this day, I still do believe that she deserved an explanation. Because the way I see it is that imagine you had a boyfriend, Jamila, and he just decided one day, yeah, I'm just going to block you, never talk to you again. That's it. Someone you speak to every single day, someone you see frequently, someone that, do you know what I mean? Someone that you have, like, you know, invested a lot of emotions into, and he just decides to cut you off. No explanation, nothing. That is ultimately what it's like with a best friend. You basically are breaking up with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel bad. I'm not going to lie and say I don't feel bad. I do feel bad to this day. Although I did feel hard done by her, I still do have, there's a part of me that will always feel bad for the way I treat the situation.
I feel like, but as humans, we have to be selfish. And
yeah,
that's what I accept from that situation. Like, I understood when he was like, because I'm not gonna lie, it's not like it was just one, it was a one-way sort of dependence. Like, we, that's how we just were. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just like that. But I understand as humans, we have to be selfish and we have to self-preserve ourselves. We have to preserve ourselves and our emotions. So if someone is taking the positivity out of your life, you have to.
Yeah, when someone's very emotionally, mentally, physically, everything draining
you, you just have you to do, separate you yourself. And I understand, now I understand that. Prior to, like last year, but again, that situation, what I was going through, I wasn't really thinking about anybody's feelings right then. I was just going through a lot.
Yeah. And the thing is, even like you were saying earlier about, well, we were saying earlier about no one owes you the closure. It's the same way. No one owes you anything, full stop. So like the impression that I get from the girl that, you know, I stopped talking to last year that I said was very volatile is that I owe her my life because she's done things for me. I've done things for her just as much. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't give 100%. A fuck. I don't care. Like, I'm not sitting there and holding this against her and saying, well, I've done this for you, so you must treat me
that's
in this
part
way.
Of a friendship.
I'm not. That is, you did it because you wanted to at that time. And I feel like that's when people's intentions really show, is when you haven't,
you
when
just
you're
did
not
it
in a
to
place
get...
to give them back what they feel that they need. That's not right to me. So I personally didn't feel that way with the other one, but I felt that way with this person. And, you know, yeah,
so let's say, okay, for example, me and you, if we were, oh god, I can't even imagine it, but
let's say that's impossible, that's so we've weird. Never even argued before.
We've never argued before. There's actually no reason for us to argue, but
ever.
Let's say for some random reason, I don't know, I just cut you off, like, how would you feel?
I would be very confused, because I'm trying to speak as if it was happening right now. I'd be confused. I don't think I would. No, do you know what? Because of the relationship that we have, because she's, like, basically my sister, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I would ask, but I would never ask anybody else. Do you know, I don't know how to describe it. It's just because it's, yeah, like I said, it's the type of relationship that we have. And I'm not saying that I don't have people that are very, very close to me. That's...
We literally speak every day.
Yeah, like, I've got best friends. I've got her. But I'm just saying that...
I can't imagine, even me, I can't imagine it. Like,
I know.
I'd be like, what the? I'd show up here, like, I'd come to your house. I'm like,
exactly.
Where do you think you're going? No, but where do you think you're going?
That's what I'm saying, it's weird. And it's not even like, if I didn't do something like that, then it would show that I have too much pride. Do you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. that's very prideful for me to not kind of address what's going on
and
here.
And I've never even try, like, come to you just once. Like, and people come like,
what did I do?
Are you
what
sick in the head? Like, why are you, what, you think you could end this
she'll
relationship?
She'll at me on Twitter. She'll email me.
I would spam her on every,
do you know what I mean?
Listen.
Post me letters. She'll contact my mum, my brother,
yes,
my boyfriend,
sometimes
everyone.
She gets missing for like 2 days. I'm like, wait, is she sick? Like,
oh,
I actually need
seriously,
you.
Please, Lord, don't let me go. Like, just have a break. 24-hour break in peace before they send a flipping search party with dogs and police and whatever.
Because how dare, like, you, like, what do you mean you're going missing?
I have another friend that does this too, Monique. Yeah, you, she does this as well. Like, oh my god. And I get that people care about me and that's why they do it, but guys, seriously. And Monique's done it as well. She's done it too. I think she's just disappeared. You've done it as well before. You just did it recently, actually.
Yeah, I did it recently. She's, but I was
so
just...
why me? I leave people.
No, the thing is, you know what is, yeah, you are not surrounded by, like, other friends. So it's like, okay, you live with your boyfriend, obviously, yeah. So you're, like, just with your boyfriend. So it's like, wait, where do you think she's going? Like, what do you mean? Like,
but that said, I do still make so... I make, like, a crazy amount of time for my friends, even though I live with him. I'm not one of those, you know, disappear with their man into the night and just...
you know, never I don't come back out.
Yeah, so I think when I do take these breaks, it's just I won't take these breaks if I don't genuinely need it. Sometimes it's not even about, it's nothing personal. It's not about, you know, Jamila's annoying me or Monique's annoying me or whatever's annoying me. It's literally just that I just need to be in a bubble by myself. Just literally, I just need me, myself, and I need just, yeah, I need that. I don't know how to describe it. You just need that time to reflect. To, I don't know, without sounding like some yoga instructor, but you just need
relax,
that, relate, you know what I mean? You need that zen time, light candles, play Jhené Aiko, you need all of that. So
why did I even go on my break recently? I can't remember what happened. I was just bare annoyed. I was just like, you know what, everybody can die, go away. Mm-hmm. I was just irritated. I was like, you know what? Go away, yep, gonna stay in my room. Mm-hmm. In the dark. Well, I wouldn't stay in the dark, but still, I was like, yep, that's fine, I'm cool with it. And then I had like so many people like, oh, Jamila, you okay? And then sometimes what I do is I turn off my iMessage so I really won't get anything.
Yeah, I do that as well, I can't lie.
So I really won't get anything, and then people, they'll start DMing me.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I've got an email. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah. When she did that, I was just like, look, I know that you need time, so when you're ready, holler at me. That's the way I do it, because at the end of the day, we are not all joined at the hip. We still need to live our own lives in our own space sometimes.
How dare you live your own life without me?
You're dumb. I can't, like, impose on someone's life. That's just how I've never kind of been that kind of person.
Yeah.
So I leave you, and I understand that I feel that way sometimes, so why can't somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't be hinting at me, okay? Because I don't know why you think you could have lived your life without me.
So, yeah.
Has a friend ever sought closure from you?
Yeah, actually, people have in the past. The thing is, it's never really been that deep or that big of an issue. But, you know, I've fallen out with people before, and then we've had the conversation where it's like, why did it go left? What happened? How do we resolve this? And, you know, how do we ensure that this doesn't happen again? And the thing is, like, I've got some rekindled friendships now that, to be honest, I can't even believe we even fell out at one point. But that's why it's good sometimes to discuss things, because I know now I can never, you know, do something that may hurt this person, do something that will hurt this person again, and vice versa. I'm not going to step on their toes, they're not going to step on mine. So, yeah, it was, I wouldn't say it was highly necessary to have the conversations, but at the same time it was just enlightening. As I said earlier in the episode, some conversations of closure are more of an enlightenment than, you know,
an end.
Yeah. Exactly. There we go. Because a lot of people need that to see an end.
I've had to see. No, that's not what I'm going to say. I've had someone seek closure from me.
Oh yeah, that just happened the other day.
It just happened literally the other day, and it was so, I guess it was really deep to her, because we were best friends at one point. Like, we were very, very close, and then the way our friendship ended, she just started to text me out the blue saying, "Oh yeah, I don't really believe in this friendship anymore. I'd call you, but you never pick up. Anyway, yeah, I wish you the best. Bye." And I was like, my reply was literally, "Nigga, what?" Like, I was so confused, because we had spoken like 2 days ago. So I was like, what? And then she had called me like an hour later saying, yeah, basically, I don't think this friendship is going anywhere. And I was like, okay, cool, bye. Like, I was just done with that situation. Because, in fact, it was those 2 months, September and October last year, like, people were just giving me shit. Like, they just wanted to, like, fucking throttle me or something. So I was just like, okay, cool, you can go too. Because with her, she would pull that same stunt with another one of our best friends. So she'd always do it like, so my other best friend, very emotional, so she would be like, "Oh my god, what did I do? Like, okay, we need to fix this," kind of thing. And I was like, "Steve, you're not gonna pull this stunt with me because she's giving you an ultimatum saying that she doesn't want this to happen again.
That's bullshit.
Try that shit with me. We can cut it off now.
Cut it."
You know? So, yeah, she called me like a couple of weeks. Well, she followed me first, and she was like, "Oh, can I have your number?" And I was like, "Why?" She was like, "So we can talk. Like, I really need to talk to you." And I was like, "Okay." So she calls me now, and then she's like, she's crying on the phone, by the way. So she's crying, and she's all like, "You know, I'm so sorry for everything I did. Like, I know I acted very crazy." And I was like, "Yeah, you did." I wasn't going to make it easy for her. So I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. You did. You acted very crazy. In fact, no, you didn't act. You were very crazy. Like, you were treating us as if, I don't know, we were your man or what. I don't know what you were doing, but it wasn't necessary. It wasn't warranted. And she was all like, "Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry. Like, I know we won't ever go back to being friends." And I was like, "Yeah, you're right. And she was just like, yeah, and I want you to extend that to our other best friend. I was like, yeah, sure. But, you know, like, as I said, I don't really care about this situation anymore. Like, I've stopped caring about, like, the way you ended it. So it didn't affect me. But I guess for her, she needed that closure. So she could have that closure. And there you go, you know. You can keep that there, you know, keep that craziness over there. And you see why I always say the trash always takes itself out.
Honestly, honestly. And then they'll be out there screaming, toxic people, when this, that, and the other. You're the toxic person yourself.
That's why you only have one friend.
Exactly. Wonder why everyone around you is leaving you. It's because you're the common denominator within all of it. You're the one that's being left. It's not you leaving people. You're the one that's being left. But something I will say, though, in regards to the way that I've handled situations, back to what I said earlier with friends, is I can't say it's like necessarily a good thing, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Now, I've tried to reach out sometimes to people to tell them when I feel like they've done me wrong, and they've either been dismissive, or they've lied, or they've tried to deflect it back onto me, not taking the blame, nothing, or they just don't apologize, full stop. So not that I was seeking closure, but I'm literally just telling you, look, you've done this to me and I feel this way. So after a while, it just became a thing where I'm just like, well, I'm just gonna stop voicing how I feel now.
Stop because, explaining.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just gonna stop explaining because this is bullshit. And what I then realized was that what I tended to do was, once I know that the evidence is piled up high enough, I will just cut you off. And because I don't need to hear you lie to me again. I know the truth and you're going to lie. So I don't, what's the point in wasting? Well, why should we waste both of our time? So I just decided, let me just let it go. Because I feel that that is a reasonable response to the situation, or, you know, way to handle the situation. Because I don't want someone like that in my life, according to, you know, depending on what you've done, I don't want you in my life. So why do I need to hear your explanation for it?
I think the number one thing I always look for in a friend is always going to be honesty. Like, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
That is the only way our friendship can prosper. Just tell me the truth. I don't care if it's tactless. I don't care if you're lacking sensitivity. Just tell me the truth. That is the only way we can stay friends. Because if you lie to me, you can kill me. And therefore, I don't need you around me.
Yeah.
I do not.
As if you're going to lie to me, you can kill me.
You can. Because if you can lie to me, you can kill me. That means you can do anything. That
every single person in your life, basically, because everyone's a liar.
Wait, so you've lied to me, Samantha Ray?
I can't think.
No, you lied to me.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I may or may not have. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. See, I'm not going to lie right now. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe you're lying. But you know what was the hate, though? I hate the stigma behind cutting people off. People make it a thing, yeah, where they're saying, oh yeah, why are you guys always cutting people off every year? You know what? Life is about progression, okay? You cannot keep the same friends you've had your whole life.
And it's all about getting to know people. I think one thing that we've done wrong is basically allow people too much access into our lives too quickly.
100%.
Because we our you know, our what's it called? Our judgment. What's the word?
First judgment. First impressions.
Basically something. We had poor judgment with certain people. Yeah. And that's what it is.
With us, the kind of people we are, we welcome people, like we bring people
with open arms.
Like we're just like, oh yeah, you could be part of the friendship group. Everybody, yep. You yeah. get a friend, you get a friend, friend. You
and
are.
The other thing is, we don't even have a friendship group. We are all kind of separate from each other. We all but have it's our like own we friends. Have,
you know, we can come have that together. Very big group of friends that can just always all come together.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. And the thing is, people will always present themselves to you in the way that they want you to see them. So it's only after time their true characteristics will now come out.
Push comes
and
to shove.
What's I feel like.
Push comes to fall. Push comes to
shove. What was the last thing you said as well? You said the after morning pill. After the last morning episode. Morning
after pill. Bruh. English, you know.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's just like when you date someone. At the end of the day, when you date someone, you're dating someone,
the honeymoon stage, exactly. And then there's the real life.
Exactly, and it's not...
And people show the real life.
Is it every single relationship that you guys have been in that has made it to marriage? No. So this is exactly the way you need to judge it when it comes to friendships as well, because...
Some friendships are temporary. Some are just a lesson. Some are very brief.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Closure. So... To close our closure topic, don't ever seek closure in hoping to get answers. Do it because you think you really, really need. That's the only way you're going to move on.
How but are you doing a final thought? Like you're Jerry Springer.
But no, you really have to. You just do it because you need it. Otherwise, for the most part, I don't think you need it. Like, I feel like it's all in the mind.
It's all in the mind, guys. It's all in the mind.
So just, you know, accept things for what they are. Accept everything for what it is. Accept people for what they show you.
Yeah.
Not for what they tell you.
Basically, just don't use closure as a means to moving on. Be able to move on your own. Base. That's
what Samantha Ray taught me anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Honestly.
I wasn't that person. And I'm still kind of not that person because I'm not a forgiving person at all. But, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm actually very forgiving. I'm too forgiving sometimes.
Yeah, but, I was thinking the other day.
I didn't used to be like this. But, you know, sometimes I have my up and downs. Like, I forgive, but we don't have to rekindle a friendship. It's really that simple. We don't have to be friends, but I may forgive you. So, yeah.
I don't forgive. I forget. Like, I actually forget when people do stuff to me. Sometimes, like, I can't be bothered. Like,
yeah.
Unless it's proper deep. So, like, for example, like, with my dad or with that friend. Mm-hmm. Unless it's proper deep like that, I'll end up forgetting that you, like, violated me. And I hate that I forget. Because then when I'm reminded, I'm like, wait, why are you here? Because you violated me. Exactly. But you know what? It's life.
So, guys, the time has come for us to announce the winner of the competition.
So, this was for what was the worst lie a man has told you? And the winner is
Okay. Seriously. The winner of the competition is @ResiJ_.
And her lie was that he moved to my friend to test her loyalty to me. And I should thank him. That now I can be sure she's trustworthy.
No, seriously, niggas ain't shit.
They ain't shit.
He might not have even been a nigga, but still.
they ain't shit.
Regardless, we're going to blame niggas. they ain't shit.
So congratulations to @ResiJ_. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.